I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Thank you, Ian. I've been anxious to talk to Vince Hayward, CEO of Camellia Brands, for a long time. He's a New Orleans icon, I think, fourth generation to run that iconic brand to deliver red beans to people. To provide red beans, and we'll talk about Katrina and everything else. First of all, how you doing, Vince?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be in the studio.
Tell me how your family got into the red bean business.
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, no. It was a long time ago.
I'm going to have trouble with Vince. I knew it going into this. I knew it.
Well, it was a little bit longer than I've been alive. We've been in business over 100 years now.
I presume you've passed the story down.
Yeah. So our family kind of came to New Orleans, and
What year did your family come?
In the late 1800s. Okay. Been here since
from
the late
1800s. From where?
18th. Do you know? Really from Barbados was the last kind of stop. Yeah. Yeah. For whatever reason, we ended up in Barbados and then kind of made our way here. And
did that have anything to do with the bean industry or bean business?
It did. I think, because we were, in some type of transportation or shipping or something like that. And when we got here, my great-great-great-grandfather was always in some kind of agriculture and distribution. And his children were also in the food business for whatever reason, and just kind of stuck. And eventually we had a booth in the French market, and we were selling produce, onions, almonds, beans, and the beans really sort of kind of took off and took over.
What year we're talking about?
Early 1900s. Okay.
Roughly.
Company started in 1923 formally, mm-hmm. but before that we were sort of casual merchants there.
Yeah. All right. So you got siblings or not?
I do. I've got siblings. I'm the only one in the business right now. I have a son in the business, and I'm the one that handles it on a day-to-day basis.
How did you get that job and not your siblings? And I'm not saying you beat them out, but were you the only one that expressed
interest? Well, you're going right for blood this morning, aren't you?
No. I'm just wondering how it happened, that's all.
Just showed interest, and worked really hard. And
Because the reason I ask you that is I know people that... I knew Warren LaRuth's son, the chef, Warren LaRuth.
Sure.
And one son chose to be a welder instead of going into the restaurant business. And that always stuck with me from high school because I thought if I had a family business, I would love my kids to be associated with. But a lot of times they don't want anything to do with it.
Well, let's face it, beans aren't exactly the sexiest thing in the world either, right? So, it's not hard to see someone having interests elsewhere.
Yeah. Tell me about how many people do you employ? How big is the business?
We're about 70. We're not, not real big. We have facilities in Elmwood and Harahan and New Orleans, right here by the Lakefront Airport. And we run a packaging operation in Elmwood, and we run a seasoning and spice business over in the New Orleans location.
Everybody has a story, and I want to hear yours. I just wonder, when you were a kid, did you know you were going to be involved in a family business? Or not?
I did.
You did?
I did. I just always knew it. I would spend the summers there and climbing on sacks of beans. Yeah. And I can still, there's a visceral sort of smell I can still remember being in a warehouse and, all that machinery and grease. And
do you feel like you're doing what you're meant to do? What you put on the earth to do?
I do. And it's mainly because of our people, really.
Yeah.
It has less to do about the beans and more about the team, the people. We have, people have worked with us for decades, and you get to know them and you form bonds and relationships with them and things like that.
I saw a video about what you did after Katrina, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But for people that are managers or want to be managers or want to run an organization, What makes you successful in doing that? Because I hear team, and it just seems like, you know, our GM, Dan Barron, whom you met earlier, talks about, I think, the one that's closest to the broom sweeps. Or I always mangle the expression that he uses.
Sure.
That's what he says. It doesn't matter who you are. And I've related before stories of, anecdotally, whenever I see somebody been somewhere, and it happens here with Diane Newman, a program director, somebody picking up a napkin off the floor or cleaning this or doing that, it's usually the boss that's doing it.
You're spot on. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me.
Right.
And if we can remember that and relate to each other with dignity and respect for one another, that goes a long way in in leadership and management and being successful in the world of business and organizations.
Yeah, I already sense that you're better than me, but I don't want to argue that point. How did y'all get into the pre-prepared food part of it? Because that I don't like to say new, but compared to the history of Camellia, it's relatively new, right? Or not.
Yeah, it's
you
know,
bowls where you get your red beans.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to evolve, right, with needs and trends. And, you know, look, before the pandemic, who knew anything about grocery delivery, right? Mm-hmm. And so now we have to participate in that world too. You know, you have to be aligned with that. And wherever consumers take you is where you have to go, really.
Did the pandemic affect your business or not?
Tremendously.
How so?
Yeah. Well, on one side of our business, we sell a lot to restaurants and institutions and schools like that. And instantly overnight, they were all closed, right?
Yeah.
So we have sort of had to rethink that. And then.
How did you do that? How did you rethink it?
Well,
let me say this.
Sure.
I do fully respect you, because I'll bet the last thing you'd think of when you lay your head on a pillow is, I got 70 families depending on me to make sure I make payroll every week. And that's your top concern as you talk about team. So you got to run the business efficiently, right?
Well, I can tell right away by your question you're a good person, because you're right. The first thing on your mind is how do we take care of our
folks. I know people that own businesses,
folks.
Vince. That's why I know, whether they're lawyers, the doctors, whatever, that own small businesses.
Yeah.
And sometimes the employer, the employees don't realize it, not yours, but they don't realize that. It's like being daddy. You can't give it all away, because if you do, there's no tomorrow, right? So you got to go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah. So going back to the pandemic, you know, we knew we had to protect our team, and you know, everybody had to make it through this and get to the other side. That's really sort of was our mindset. But we repurposed everyone we could. And on the grocery side, on our packages of beans, we're making, you know, sort of demand there increased tremendously, because not only our local retailers, the Rouses of the world, but, you know, all of a sudden we're getting calls from grocery stores all over the country, you know, hey, we need some beans, you know, our suppliers can't supply us. And
because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and, you know, some businesses shut down. Some businesses were more greatly impacted than others. Knock on wood, you know, I don't know. We had this mantra around our business was wash your hands, right? I just thought to myself, if everybody washes their hands, we might be all right.
And so, were you?
Yeah, we were fine. We didn't have any issues.
I haven't had a cold in about 5 years, and I think it's because I still adhere to the habits from COVID of washing my hands and keeping my hands out of my face.
We couldn't control much, but I knew we could control that.
Right.
Please, everyone, wash your hands.
Please, for the love of God, wash your hands.
That was it. You know?
Rule number one, wash your hands.
Right.
Turn the page, let's proceed. But number one is wash your hands.
That was it.
Did you lose business or profitability because of COVID, or did it? Was it a good thing for you?
No, I mean, it's sort of, it ultimately probably, it kind of evened out, maybe a little bit better than a normal, you know, it was a little bit of a bump in business, but, you know, you average those 3 or 4 years together, you know, pre and post, it kind of all evens out, and, you know, we made it through, and we're here to fight another day.
I'm guessing that's the heritage of Camellia. It didn't start with you, that you learned how to treat people from your parents, who learned from your grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, also, you make mistakes and you learn, you know, so that's really.
What's the biggest mistake you made?
Not realizing that if you fire someone, you have to now do their job.
So you better. I always say that with football coaches. Before you run somebody, you better have somebody better to take their place, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you learned that. I did at one point as well. When somebody, I was programming the oldies station, and somebody played a song that wasn't on a list, and I called and said, you know, why did you play this? And he said, well, that's it, I'm leaving. I said, no, don't do that. Don't do that, because we're going to have dead air until I can get over there. So you got to be careful of what you say and what what you do.
I think the biggest mistakes I make in general is assuming, like thinking I know something that I don't really. You talked about expression earlier about the one that pushes the broom. That's what I've learned the hard way.
Right.
You know, whoever's closest to the work knows the most about it.
Tell me about your employees, a lot of longtime employees.
We do.
It would seem like it's a great place to work, and I don't know why you would leave.
I don't know why either, really. I'm a little surprised when people do. No, but we do. We have a lot of long-term employees, and I think a common theme that I hear a lot is it feels like a family atmosphere. We all know each other. We all get to know each other. I'm maybe a little too easygoing sometimes.
I think it's better than being a slave driver, don't you?
Yeah, I like to create a good culture. We all spend a lot of time at work. Let's make it as good as we can, right?
You kid around with the employees, don't you?
I like to.
But given today's rules, do you have to pull it back a little bit?
I'm not sure where you're headed with this.
What I'm saying is I like to kid around with people too.
Yeah,
but
of course.
The norms have changed, so you got to be very careful what you say.
I'm always sticking my foot in my mouth constantly.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, yeah. Yeah, I got athlete's mouth there with you.
I got athlete's mouth.
I want to
Everyone's
take a break.
Used to it, though.
Take a break and come back and talk about Katrina and how it affected your company, because that was a moment that none of us could see. None of us had any idea as we approached the 20th anniversary. Yeah. That And people that were not here don't realize what it was like to be in the city on August the 29th and see nothing lit up, just complete and total darkness, nothing. And it's hard to imagine that. And the heat, exactly. Oh, that was unbearable.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back talking to Vince Hayward, CEO of Camellia Brands. Everybody has a story. We're getting his. If you've got any questions or comments, you can text them in to 504-260-1870. 920, Tommy Tucker back in the flash, WWL.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So have your beans, specifically Camellia red beans. Vince Hayward is here. CEO, pardon me, of Camellia Brands. Mm. Talking about the company and his story, I want to ask you about some jobs you had as a kid. You said you were a shrimper at one point?
I worked on a shrimp boat briefly, you know. I was just thinking about the shrimp in the news, right? Every shrimper in the Gulf is so happy,
radioactive
right?
Radioactive shrimp at Walmart.
Right. Yeah, say, I told you so. I told you so. They've been saying it for years.
So how did you not work? Why did you leave the red bean business? I'm just curious. Just taking a break?
Oh, I've just, I mean, like... Like most kids growing up in Louisiana, you started working when you're 11. Anything you could do to earn a buck, you know?
How many hours of work do you week? How many hours a week do you work?
I work every day. I'm always thinking about the
seven
business.
Days
I'm
a
always
week?
Sure. Yeah. Always answering emails, texts, calls. I mean, you know, it's when you run a business, it never leaves you. You don't go home from work. That's not a concept I understand.
When was the last time you had a vacation?
Well, I just got back from Navarre Beach with my family.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great. Beautiful. Yeah.
3 days, something like that?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I can't imagine you taking off longer than that. Tell me about Katrina, your Katrina story, I guess. When did you first realize that this was going to be trouble?
That Sunday, you know, all of us sort of, it takes a lot to get a native to leave town, right? And then as that storm was rolling in, you know.
It's interesting that you said that. It does. Yeah. It takes a lot to get a native to leave town.
It does.
Really does.
Right. I mean, we're not going to, you know, we've been set up
before. Because
we've
been through so many shoes.
Right. Yeah. And it's such an upheaval to, you know, load up the family, find somewhere to stay.
And for
anyway.
A lot of people, very expensive and not, you know. They
completely unaffordable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and for you know.
It's like taking a forced vacation, right? As we talk about vacation, that's what it's like. Because you got to, either if you can't stay with somebody, you got to stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
And it's costly.
Yeah, but you know, as that storm was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the cloud, you know, the storm was so big it wouldn't even fit on your TV screen, right? You know, everyone started to realize, oh my goodness, this thing is going to be a monster. We better, and like most
the
people, I just left
it.
The
storm was so big it wouldn't fit on your TV screen. That's the best description of Katrina I think I've ever heard, Vince. The storm was so big it wouldn't fit on your TV.
I remember that.
It is true. It is true. It was massive.
You know, they were like, "Here's the eye," but you know,
maybe on today's TV screens, maybe it would fit. I don't know, but.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I remember that viscerally. Like, this thing's so big, it doesn't all fit on the.
So, you got a business there. You got to protect the business. You got employees. Tell me what's running through your mind at that point.
Well, you never know. It's question marks. That's what's running through. What if this happens? What if that happens? And.
What'd you tell your employees?
We didn't tell our employees anything. It happened like, it feels like. Of course, it's 20 years ago.
It was a weekend.
And you know,
on a music station, and I remember calling an account executive in and saying it was Friday afternoon before a Saints game, saying, "Look at this. They kind of changed the path a little bit where it's kind of coming toward us." And then it rapidly changed on Saturday and Sunday.
And the size of it rapidly got
Saturday
bigger
morning
too.
Would be the time where it really became real.
Yeah, if unless you were someone like me who still didn't believe it until Sunday and was like, okay, this is real. But like, you know, Thursday, Friday, it was like, oh, it's a hurricane. My antennas weren't necessarily up. So, and you know, in 2005, of course, cell phones were around, but they weren't as widespread as they are today.
Yeah, that's how we learned how to text back and forth.
Yeah,
with the one
three.
That's how I learned. Where,
and
that was
ABC,
a pain in the rear. Exactly. Yeah.
So
hurricane's coming. It's Sunday. Your employees are expecting to go to work.
And I had,
go to work. What'd you do?
I have three children, but two of my children were really young. I mean, maybe two. Let's see. They were born in 2004, so they were a year old. So I was like, look, this isn't gonna have a good look if my kids get hurt because I'm a bonehead. Mm-hmm. So load everybody up. I had cousins live in Woodville, Mississippi. So we go to Woodville, Mississippi. We stay in someone's hunting camp.
You went too?
Of course, you know, some hunting camp that's not being used in the middle of the woods, but the storm came through, and you know, we get back in the car. Okay, I got to get back. I got to understand.
What day
what's
are you
going
talking
on.
About now?
Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Yeah. As soon as it was out of there, I was
because
like,
at that time you didn't know the levees had broken.
Yeah, and no.
No, it was Tuesday morning. Dave Cohen, our news director.
Yeah.
Was the first one to go on the air and tell anybody the levees had broken because he got it from the Jefferson Parish Emergency Center, wherever he was, and he was the first one. Because I remember Bob Del Giorno at that time was talking to Aaron Broussard, and Dave is saying, I know what you think you have on now is important, but what I have is really important. And he came on and said – This had to be about 10:30, 11 o'clock maybe, that the levees had broken. The city's filling up with water. They don't know how high it's going to get, how long it's going to take to stop
I'm getting chills listening to you right now.
And get out when you can. Yeah. Well, we're going to do some stuff on it as we get closer to the anniversary, but I was there. I remember.
You're bringing me back to that time right now, Tommy. It's like we made it through the storm. Everybody, everybody, you good?
That's
you good?
What we thought on Monday.
Yeah, right.
And the
right.
water started to come up.
And then the images started coming in. Like, the levee broke. What does that mean? You know, and then the water.
But you know, even on Monday when the storm was passing, I was kind of helping out with WWL, and we were taking calls from people who said they were in the attic, and the water was rising, and we didn't put it together with the levees breaking. We thought it was just isolated street flooding or whatever. We thought, I don't know, but in all of the confusion of it, and the windows were blowing out in the building we were in at the time, and they were putting up plywood, so we had a lot going on as well. Yeah. I wonder sometimes if that's not the last time anybody spoke to anybody. You know what I mean?
And WWL was the place to tune in, and you guys were getting called. Like, I remember a very specific call, someone calling in. Yeah, I'm calling you from my attic. Yep. I don't remember who was on the air, but they were like, no. You're calling from your attic?
I screened that call, and Garland took it.
Garland Robinette. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could hear the fear in that person's voice. I'll never, ever, ever forget that memory.
Yeah, we had a lot of those calls that came in.
Yeah, yeah. So and a lot of experiences like that.
You try to come in on Monday. What happens? To check your business.
Well,
where is the business?
It's in Elmwood. That location was Elmwood. So we couldn't get in. There was too many trees over the roads. Right. Really, that was the big thing. The interstates were not open.
Coming from that side, especially.
Right, and we got lost because there was no sort of visual cues anymore. We really couldn't, you know, it was a challenge. And I think it was probably, now I'm trying to remember, I think it was probably, we snuck into the city, like we were in Covington and waiting to be able to get back into the city. We snuck in and we went around, there was a roadblock that was.
Just about anybody that got into the city at that time snuck in.
Right, because the police weren't there at that time. So we drove in and made it to our facility and not knowing what to see or think. But thank goodness it was still standing and no power, of course. And, you know, the roof was kind of messed up a little bit. But
how'd
it was
your home
still
do?
You know, we were pummeled with trees, but it was still there, right? And it was still inhabitable. My mother, my grandmother, my cousins, my aunts, uncle, all lost their homes, all, you know, completely gone, zero, nothing left. But
so you're coming back in, you sneak in, you got this company, you got 70 people relying on you.
Mm-hmm.
You also, that's your family business. So where, how do you even begin to put it back together?
We got, at that time, the business was run with myself, my uncle, and my first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we meet at my uncle's house, and it's like, okay, what are we going to do? You know, it's like,
where was this?
He lives in Covington.
And this is uncharted territory. Nobody has any idea this has happened. And,
nope.
Aaron Broussard did have the good line about it went from the Jetsons to the Flintstones, and it really did. People don't realize that.
Yeah. And no power, no communication.
So you're meeting with your uncle and your
no
cousin.
No money.
And
ability
exactly,
to use a credit card. Like, so
what do we do?
What do you do?
So what did the Brain Trust come up with?
We've got to locate our people. So I think one of us had a cell phone that would work because it was the Nextel with a doo-doo-doo, you know. So one of us had one of those, and we were able to get some. We were able to start relaying communications, and then we'd meet back. Okay, have you heard anything? Take notes. What about this? What about that? We started sort of checking on everyone, kind of get an assessment of what we could or what we couldn't do. Then we started into a gathering resources mode. You know, what are we going to do for electricity, fuel, et cetera, et cetera.
And take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're talking to Vince Hayward, CEO of Camellia Brands. We all eat his red beans. And we'll pick it up when we come back with post-Katrina trying to get his staff together. It's the business. You got to employ people. Somebody's got to go first. You got to have money coming in. We'll pick it up there when we come back. 9:36, 24 till 10, traffic now, WWL. Having a very interesting hour with Vince Hayward, CEO of Camellia Brands, talking about the red bean business and his family company. And a couple of people are texting in. One of them said that one family-owned company requires that everybody you got to go work another job before you work with a family business. Was it that way for you or not necessarily?
My first job was at K&B Drugs right out of school.
But did your dad and so forth tell you you got to go work somewhere else before
you're not going to take you until somebody else will.
Let them train you.
Let
them train you, and then we'll take you. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's good training being on St. Charles Avenue in Mardi Gras, working at K&B.
What were you doing?
Store manager. You know,
somebody else wanted to know, and this is an interesting question, about Camellia. Where did the name Camellia come from?
It was one of my grandmothers chose it, and really the thought process is that, there's a lot of camellia bushes and plants, and there was a time in which the Camellia Society was a big deal, identifying a lot of different kind of nuances, different species, types of camellias. It was once a really big deal.
Radicus fructus. Yeah. Oh, look at this one. Man, that's something. Yeah. I just made that up.
Radicus fructus. Anyways, our beans have always been a step up above in quality, and kind of we wanted to appeal in that way, and foliage and landscaping was really a sign of that you were, you know, that you had some means about you, right? If you could afford landscaping or had some nice plants in front of your home, that meant something. And it was just a tie into that, and a very common sort of ubiquitous flower of the city.
Where do the beans come from?
All over the U.S. Only the U.S. We don't import beans from other countries, generally speaking.
What states are the biggest suppliers of red beans? So I've never known this.
The thing about beans is they're a replenishing crop. Most crops these days don't replenish the soil because they're not tilled back in the soil. Mm-hmm. So farmers have to rotate, and they use beans because.
Means you pick beans and then you just plow what's left over
the plant into
the ground.
You only want the pod, the bean pod, right?
And then you plow the rest into the ground. You're ready to plant again,
right?
Okay,
right. So we're a rotational crop. So depending on the year and depending on the weather patterns, it would determine where it's grown. But in areas that have good moisture but not with a long enough growing season is kind of where we like to grow them. But really, all over the country, we grow some type of bean wherever there's...
Mike Strain's going to be on tomorrow. Does Louisiana grow a lot of red beans?
No. Well, we can. We can, just not at scale.
I'll ask
We're
him.
Way too humid for edible beans. We grow a lot of soybeans here.
All right. Let's talk about Katrina. So you...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You decide that you got the Nextel phones, whatever. You're trying to get a list of where the employees are, try to bring everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
Take me through a timeline of what happened with how you got the employees back and how you were able to start producing again.
It was just a lot of relaying of messages. You know, we found one person we could communicate with in Houston, for instance, and they knew of where other people were. And so we would relay a lot of legal
pads. This one knew that one, knew that one, knew the other one.
Hey, you take, you know, the next day, find out where everyone is and what they need. You know, that was the other thing. It's, you know, a lot of these folks don't have any extra money and don't have any money with them. Mm-hmm. How do you get them money? How do you get them gasoline to come back? But the biggest thing was housing. Everyone's housing was diminished or destroyed. And housing was, of course, the biggest thing. And of course, FEMA trailers became the solution to that. But Jefferson Parish, I really have to give credit to Jefferson Parish. They really stepped up. We reached out to them, said we need housing. What can we do? And they helped us procure travel trailers, RV trailers, and we just lined them all around our factory. And we set them up, and I don't think we had any building permits that we pulled at the time.
Well,
we just
that
hooked
was
them
the least
up.
Of the worries at that moment.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So over the course of the next, I would say, couple weeks, we were able to get those installed and get families to start coming back. And we were able to slowly turn the factory back on. In the meantime, sort of one of our suppliers had a machine. This plant was located in Colorado, so it was not it wasn't affected. They made a rush order for some packaging material with our. It just had our label on it, very little information. No, didn't say what it was, and started packaging beans. And started sending them down to us, and we were able to start getting them out to the grocery stores.
You had a relationship with this company
previously? We did. It was a farmer's co-op. And they were able to turn this machine on and get it going just enough to start packaging beans. And we sent them out to Rouse's and Winn-Dixie and stuff to get something going, because as you know, the stores were immediately cleared out before the storm.
Right.
And then there was no way to replenish them after the storm, so we kind of started as a trickle. Kind of when you turn your hose on, it starts as a trickle.
You know, I wanted to ask you about, because you have such a family nature to the business, what was it like having the whole family together and living together? Do you have would y'all prepare meals individually or collectively, or how would that work?
Yeah, so 19 people were living in my home, and which is, I don't think, unusual. I think we all sort of took who has the best house, we're all going to move in there, you know? Yeah. And I just remember the heat, Tommy. The heat was just oppressive. And
You got employees now that are, in essence, living in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Kids are meeting kids and playing with kids. Did it kind of get everybody closer than they ever had been? Or?
It was almost I don't want to be over dramatic, but it was almost a survival kind of feel. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to do what
no,
we got to do.
I don't think
it's
dramatic,
you know?
At all. I think it's exactly what it
you
was.
Know, I hadn't seen a cube of ice in 2 weeks, kind of thing. And it was a lot of communal meals.
So, would the company do that, or people would just get together and cook and have a potluck supper?
When I tell you our folks were scattered, we were scattered. Atlanta, Florida, Houston, Dallas, all over, even Lafayette, Lake Charles kind of thing, until Rita came in and, of course, changed all that, too. That was the other thing, the double whammy. We don't think about Rita as much as our folks do in Southwest Louisiana.
So, tell me about how long did it take to get back to full operation?
Maybe a couple of months, I would think. I don't remember what full operation was, to be quite honest with you. It was such a slow it was such a slow buildup. It just took, you know, a little bit at a time, a little bit. And you weren't getting a truck in or out of the city for a long time, a delivery truck.
Well, when I was in, I started as a business major at UNO, and all I wanted to do was be on a radio. Now that I'm on a radio, all I want to do is be a businessman, and I want to pick your brain about this.
Certainly.
How do you plan on next year? And I know I was privileged to work with Ed Muniz, who taught me you can't think about tomorrow. You got to think about 5-10 years down the line as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what is it? Man proposes, God disposes. But how do you go about a business like yours structuring it and looking to 5 and 10 years ahead and making sure that everybody still has a job?
Sure. You want to make God laugh, tell me your plans for the future,
there
right?
There you go. Yeah.
Well, you got to just, it's like soccer or hockey, you know, where's that puck headed? Not where is it now? And and kind of take a look at the landscape, take your best guess.
I've never heard that before. That's interesting. Yeah. Hockey, where it's headed, not where is it now.
Right. It's you're too late. Mm-hmm. but, you know, it's you do your best. Right, it's not the plan, it's the planning, and you just try and understand where's the world headed, what's important to consumers. If you don't meet the needs of the consumers, they're not going to buy your product.
Do you export a lot of beans?
We do. We have a tremendous export business, mainly in Caribbean islands. Panama is a big. Our brand is really big in the country of Panama and Aruba and Bonaire and Curacao.
So you mentioned you had kids that were born in 2004, so they would be 21 now, 22?
Mm-hmm, 21.
Yeah. In college?
They turned 21 on Mardi Gras Day. Tell me
really?
what could go wrong there?
Yeah. Oh, Lord in heaven. This year coming up?
They did, last year. Oh, wow. Mardi Gras, yeah.
Have they been out on bond for a long
time?
No, but really, are they going to go into business or not?
Yeah, well, my daughter's studying medicine, and I have a younger son who's studying accounting at University of Tampa, and he'll probably come into the business after he goes to get a job somewhere else.
Course. It's interesting your daughter chose medicine, huh? Any other doctors in the family?
No. I don't know where that intelligence came from. Lightning bolt.
tell me what you like to do in your spare time. How do you like to relax?
I love to tinker.
You said you don't play golf, so what do you do?
I don't play golf. I love to fish. Love to be outside. We've got some animals at home, so we got some goats and pigs and chickens. Yeah, okay. And, I just love to be with the animals, be outside, and kind of tinker around.
Yeah. What would you tell somebody that wants to succeed in the business world if they want to start a business? What would you tell them? How to go?
Get
about
your
it?
People right. You know, a business is just a group of people. That you make either you produce either a service or a product, but without those people, it's not gonna. It's very difficult to succeed if you don't have a good team around you.
I can't thank you enough for coming in, Vince.
Thank you.
Because look, I always say, nothing just happens. I don't care if it's a PTA meeting with setting up chairs, all the way to a business that employs 70 people. Nothing just happens, and there's always a story behind everything.
Right. And never use isotopes.
Never. Never radiate your red beans.
Right. Don't do that.
In crock pot them. Should you soak them overnight or not? That's the big question.
You don't need to if you're going to crock pot them. They're going to cook all day anyway.
Mom used to soak them every night.
They'll cook a little overnight. Quicker if you soak them. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Just checking. Every now and then a rock in there, maybe? Or
not in our product. No
all
way.
Right. It must have been a different red bean.
If you find a rock in it, you call me.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I was a little baby. I don't think you were even born yet.
I don't think so.
You find a rock. Well, no, I shouldn't have said that, but I'm not implying that you have rocks in your product. And maybe that was something my grandma told me. I don't know. Hey, can we delete that last couple of minutes?
It's okay.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
CEO
I enjoyed
of Camellia
it.
Brands. I enjoyed it, too. Thank
yeah,
you. Fascinating story. I will take a break, come back, find out what Newell's got on WWL.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.